Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian, well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership. Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that? Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Happy Friday to podcaster land and beyond. Your live streaming welcome. It has been a week, hasn't it? Filled up my tank yesterday. Only cost me $88, up from $77, up from $55. So how are we doing? Feeling good? Feeling good about the direction of the country? Going into midterms? Some of us have warned you for a while not to place your hopes in the midterms or any other election for that matter. And if you haven't seen 2,000 Mules or 2,000 Plus Traders, I suggest you do. Soros has committed $1 million to head mule profiteer herself, Stacey Abrams, in the state of Georgia, allegedly, although all geo-tracking seems to point to NGOs that may or may not be affiliated with Ms. Abrams, who's also known as some type of, you know, mistress of the dark in her sexy novels where she writes about the sex life, I guess, you know, those who can't do right. I don't know. But it's frustrating. I'm not going to lie. It's frustrating living in the state of Georgia. It really is, because our peaches are rotten. There's not a single tree that produces good fruit, as far as I'm concerned, outside of, especially in the gubernatorial race, outside of Candace Taylor, which many of you have never heard of. Candace Taylor, not surprising at all, because she has been completely shut out of the entire conversation by news outlets, conglomerates, others. It's pretty sad, but it's politics. And it really has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. So I won't go there. It's because she's a decent human being. That's why. And I'm not saying that Mr. Perdue isn't a decent human being. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that some people had their chance. And while I wish Mr. Perdue all the luck in the world and many blessings for his case in Fulton County, and hopefully with the new evidence, you know, and him actually being a victim to what occurred, and he does have standing because he was on the ballot. Hopefully he will seek some remedy, or something about them preserving those ballots will actually benefit every American. I don't know. I'm not putting my hopes in that, but, you know, but David had his turn. David had his turn. And so, and while, you know, many of us have been out here saying, whoa, 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 you can't just move on and don't concede your seat, sir. Never concede when you haven't lost. Even Stacey knew that. Gotta give her credit. I think Stacey just got beat by her own system. And so if you think somehow Kemp's not going to be in a position to beat her again at their own system, and has very, I mean, you think Stacey's got some backing? Yeah. So anyway, I'll just leave that there. So yeah, there's a lot going on. And I think it's interesting that Tucker Carlson's producer has now completely shown his tail with Dinesh D'Souza, all about not coming on to Tucker's show. So what I think is interesting, though, because Dinesh did tweet today that they're like the highest grossing to date political documentary in history. And my tweet reply was simply this: with all due respect, sir, and I love Dinesh and his wife, Debbie. I think they're great patriots, great human beings. This is a matter of national security, so I don't really give a damn about the entertainment factor. I don't. I don't care how much they've grossed. I don't care about Salem Media's pocketbooks. And I'm glad that what it indicates is that people are watching and paying attention and they are engaged. But what's the outcome? We've all been watching. We've all been watching ad nauseum. People want justice. I want justice. We all want justice. So while I'm glad that the indicators are there that people are engaged, well, no kidding. You're darn right people are engaged. They can't even afford to drive to work. So what is the outcome of this evidence going to be? Other than my former bloviating colleague telling you that it's all a bunch of propaganda. And I got to tell you guys, for you conservative consumers out there, you need to be super careful about who you believe. Now, if you're a Never Trumper, keep believing what you believe. Go for it. Because I know trying to get you guys off that Kool-Aid teat of not hating Trump anymore and blaming everything on Trump because he said the P word 20 years ago. And maybe if some of you guys would say the P word to your wives every now and then, you wouldn't have the divorce rates you do. I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe y'all wouldn't be messing around with your little secretaries. Could be wrong about that too. Keep clutching those pearls though, because that's working out for you. Yep. Yeah, I'm done. I've had it. Obviously, it's Friday. Gloves are off. It's Gloves Are Off Friday on the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. Yeah, I love it. So because the pearl clutchers, man, they'll have you all the way to hell talking about how rotten somebody else is, and we need a statesman. I love Elon Musk. God bless him and his whole decision to make sure that his acquisition is actually predicated upon human beings interacting in consumption. I was wondering when the valuation on bots was actually going to become a thing. So here we are. So I warned you all about, you know, not getting crazy with your accounts and speaking all kinds of truth, because the czars are still in place and you will get the boot. It is still happening. Elon has not taken the helm yet. Mm-mm. He's not taken the wheel. Has not. Although it would appear so. But he, you know, God bless him. But he says yesterday, President Trump, wonderful. I would just love to have, you know, a less divisive candidate. Okay. So here's a little something about that. For those of you pearl clutching church members who believe, and for those of you who are kind of somewhere between Elon and rabid, okay, and think you know the Bible, and think that unity and peace and love and harmony and unicorns and kumbaya and bubble machines are the way to go to bring us all back together again, so we can all move into our Black Rock communities and be Stepford wives and not have to worry about anything ever again and never own anything, never be responsible for anything other than being nice and our digital social credit score, right? Yeah. Well, here's a newsflash. So division is all over the New Testament. Yeah, it is. Jesus himself said, I didn't come to bring peace. What? I know some of y'all just dropped your dentures on that one, but I did not come to bring peace, y'all. Mm-mm. Nope. I came to basically be a plumb line and a dividing line. And because I am the truth, whoever is going to side with truth is going to land here. Whoever does not side with truth is going to land over here. Pretty basic principles. What goes up must come down. 2 + 2 = 4. All that good stuff for now. So a boy's not a girl, and a dog's not a giraffe. All of that, right? Those little truisms. And so Jesus himself said, I didn't come to bring peace. So I love it when people are like, can we have someone who's less divisive? I'm like, no, I don't agree with socialists or communists or fascists. I don't want any part of their lifestyle at all. There's my dividing line, sir. Now, can we get along? Can we live together in the same neighborhood? And if you, they need food or they need shelter or they need comfort or they need safety, am I going to shut my door to people I don't agree with? No. No, I'm not, because I'm not part of the rabid, you know, right or left. I'm not a neocon. I'm not a neo-lib. I'm not a neo-anything. I'm not a neo-Christian. I'm not a neo-nationalist. I love my nation. I love Jesus. I'm white. Can't do anything about that other than hang out in the sun a little bit more, which I'm trying to do right now. And quit using all those poisonous things on your skin, by the way. Get you some healthy sunscreen and get out there and get about 15 minutes of sun a day and get on with your vitamin D life already. Good grief. So scared of everything. Anyway, and I'm not a doctor, so consult with your physician before you take my advice. So Elon's like, can we have someone more less divisive? I'm like, so what exactly does that mean? Someone who doesn't call the media out for being the propaganda arms that they are? Nah. Not interested. Someone who does not call the left out and the deep state and the deep swamp and the deep creatures in Ukraine and all of the corruption and Biden and his crackhead son and all of his crack whore wives and all of his exes and his soon to be exes and his baby mamas and all the babies and the, I mean, what is going on? All of the deals, all the Burismas and what? Do we not want to talk about that? Is that what you mean by less divisive? Or telling black people, those who have apparently forgotten who were a part of his administration, not all, Bruce Lavelle, Dr. King, but others who have forgotten that that white guy, the man, was the only white dude, including but not limited to the black dude who sat in Oval Office, who has done more for black Americans than any president in the history of America. That guy? So the one who talks to black people and says, hey, what have you got to lose because I'm actually on your team? That divisive guy? The guy who wanted to build border walls, attempted, was blocked at every way, shape, or form of anything that he attempted to do for America first? That divisive guy? The guy who had our economy stronger than it's been in ever? That divisive guy? I don't know. You know, as for me, Mr. Musk, I'm fine with people who speak the truth. And if that divides the wheat from the chaff, bring it. That's just me. I don't know. Call me crazy. Some will. Speaking of those who are not afraid to call things exactly as they are, you got to love this. Actually, let's go over here. Check this out. Rand Paul, America's favorite senator right now, especially those of us who are Americans first. I'm changing the narrative on this. I want y'all to join me. Hashtag Americans first, not just America first. See, because you got to understand the narrative warfare going on here, right? So how about Americans first? Because America makes up like ideas and values, which are completely under attack. But if you say Americans first, what the left will do is try to say, oh, what are you saying? That immigrants don't have a right to be... We don't love immigrants. No, actually, that's not what we're saying at all. We're saying if you are a legal immigrant and you become an American, bring it. If you're over here and you're not a citizen, but you're pouring into our system, it applies to you as well, right? You know how we are as Americans. We basically consider someone who's working side by side of us to be one of us. We really are. If you're working side by side, right? But as we know, we're about to get an influx of illegal immigrants like we already have, but they're pouring across the border. If you don't follow Stephen Miller of America First Legal, you need to. You need to do that right now. Go to Twitter or Facebook, wherever he is. I know for sure he's on Twitter. And you need to follow Stephen Miller. There's a video on there that I highly suggest you take your blood pressure medication before you watch it. But it's exactly what's happening on our border right now. Today, this happy Friday the 13th. That's right. So Rand Paul says, after telling the Senate to shove it because he is not, thank you, God bless you, sir, because he has an amendment, the only amendment, which will likely not see the light of day. But because Chuck Schumer and McConnell, oh, gobble, gobble. That's right. Gobble, gobble spent just as much time as old Schumer guilting Rand about the poor people of Ukraine. Forget about the poor people of America. The Americans, the human terrain of America. Forget about our geography being eaten alive by Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party and BlackRock. Rand Paul says, my oath of office is to the U.S. Constitution. This is why he is not signing on to $40 billion. He is the single stop in this wheel right now. Okay. $40 billion has been held up by one dude. Don't tell me people don't have power. Not to any foreign nation, Congress is trying to yet again to ram through a spending bill, one that I doubt anyone has actually read, no doubt about it. And there's no oversight included into how the money's being spent. No kidding. He goes on to say, while I sympathize with the people of Ukraine, don't we all, any of us who have a soul, right? And commend their fight against Putin. Yes. Sorry, Mark Levin. Not all of us are, quote, Putin ass kissers because we want to feed our babies first. Got that one wrong. Oh, wise one, or whatever you are, the great one. We cannot continue to spend money we don't have. Amen. Passing this bill brings the total we've sent to Ukraine to nearly $54 billion over the course of 2 months. 60 days. We have spent $54 billion. Well, we will if this passes. $54 billion over 2 months. It's threatening our own national security. Go back to 2,000 traitors, 2,000 mules. That movie is not just a, aha, we told you so. This is a, holy crap, here's the evidence. What are you going to do with it? So it's threatening our own national security. It's frankly a slap in the face to the millions of taxpayers who are struggling to buy gas. No kidding. Groceries, where's the formula? And find baby formula. Rand Paul, Americans first. Hashtag Americans first, because that means there are humans involved. And while some people may be ashamed to be an American in this country, let them wallow in their shame. I'm not ashamed to be an American in this country. I'm not ashamed of this country and our values and principles. I'm not ashamed of the fact that we're having a family feud right now in this country either. It needs to happen. I'm not a go-along-to-get-along kind of girl. I'm not a peacekeeper. I'm a peacemaker. And sometimes in order to get to peace, you got to bring it like Jesus. You got to come down and destroy the narrative. You got to upend some tables. And the truth has a funny way of doing that. Your government wants you to be afraid of doing that. Because they have in fact been taken over by a satanic, demonic, fascist, communist spirit. But the word of God says that the gates of hell will not prevail against the kingdom of heaven. So you can count me in as one of those kingdom speakers. And I believe it. I will not exalt the word of the enemy over the word of God. And I've been tempted. And y'all know I'm still working on my potty mouth. So pray for me, because I really am attempting to, you know, get right or get left over that. I get just as passionate as the rest of you. It's horrible what's happening to us, but it's also very necessary. Not going to lie. None of this takes God by surprise, by the way. So speaking of not taking anyone by surprise. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got going on over here. Ready? It's all, oop, hold on. Where'd you go? Come back to me. All right. Da, 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 da. Right here in the great state of rotten peaches. This is, according to Election Wizard, another great account. If you're not following on Twitter, you should. Flashback, under Brian Kemp, Georgia investigators on 9/30/21 leaked a sloppy letter dismissing the evidence of voter fraud documented by True the Vote. Worse, days later, according to Catherine Engelbrecht, Kemp threatened businesses that support TTT, True the Vote. Now, I inquired with the head of said investigator entity, otherwise known as the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, as to whether or not that was true. And the answer I got was no, that is not true. And I would be remiss if I did not tell you that that was his response to me, but it was. That is not true. Now, I'm going to leave that right there. Because there are clearly two sides to every story. And for some reason, nobody's found it plausible to actually investigate what the hell's going on in my state. Now, either someone's being extorted, someone's being blackmailed. I don't know what's going on here. But there is more than enough evidence that needs to be looked after, aside from the Fulton County DA's hunt of President Trump and this special grand jury that they've launched against the president to try to find something, I don't even know what, regarding his phone call that was illegally recorded by the Secretary of State's office, illegally recorded over state lines. No one's ever answered for that. Everyone in that room that I was in that room that I've spoken with said to me that I would actually consider a plausible source who's not on the take, who's not compromised in any way, shape, or form, whether conscience or bank account or anything else, right? Has said to me there was nothing illegal about what President Trump said during that conversation. We've all seen the transcripts. We've all heard the recording. If you haven't, it's public. You can find it. Go to YouTube. You'll find it. The transcripts are public. So Brad, you know, we're the 11,000 whatever votes, right? Like we know they're there. So what, I mean, we know there's been issues in Fulton County for sure. In the meantime, you've got Fulton County commissioners telling people to go to hell, stay the F out of Fulton County. And I quote, now what does that tell you? I'm sorry, sir. My taxes go to Fulton County. Who are you telling to stay the F out of Fulton County? Have you lost your F in mind? On January 18th, 2021, the process began in Fulton County to secure runoff video footage from drop boxes. Months of delay in obtaining copies of video surveillance. In February 2021, requests for Cobb County surveillance footage only took a few weeks to receive. March 2021, requests went out for Gwinnett surveillance video. Months of delay. Now we know why. Where are we? March 25th, 2021, the FBI is given geofencing and cell phone data. Let me read that again. March 25th, 2021, a little over a year ago, the FBI is given geofencing cell phone data. Late April, May 2021, TTV OPSEC team meets with GBI. Kemp backs out of the meeting last minute. However, Kemp is made aware of the evidence at that time. The team hands over the geofencing cell phone data and documentation. No video surveillance copies are presented yet because of delays from public record centers. May 25th, 2021, Purdue asks Kemp to pursue the investigation. Well, thank you, David. May 25th, 2021, Purdue asks Kemp to pursue the investigation. Kemp does nothing. The meeting was originally requested in April, but was rescheduled for May. June 2021, requests for copies of general election video surveillance went out. The first copies are delivered in October 2021. TTV was told the surveillance video was missing prior to October 30th, 2020. Steve Rosenberg, Open Records custodian, quote, they do not exist. Here's the written response, July 6, 2021. All right, June 2021, here we go. TTV, True the Vote, files to introduce data on behalf of Georgia. The law firm was stopped by RNC and the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Kemp knows and does nothing. You still sending money up to the RNC? You are, if you're a never Trumper. Undoubtedly. You are tithing to the traitors of this country. Good job. Goes on to say, September 25th, 2021, Trump mentions the investigation at the rally in Perry, Georgia. Kemp knows and he does. And he does something. That's President Trump. September 30th, 2021, GBI leaks its letter dismissing the evidence to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Now, it's very important to understand who owns the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Stu Peters has done a fantastic job with this expose and exposing exactly a little bit of a love triangle, where Candace Taylor, who is a gubernatorial candidate, is concerned, and a lithium battery plant to the tune of 10,000 acres that's coming to the state of Georgia right there in Kemp's backyard. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And who has a vested interest in that? Maybe do your homework. I don't know. Maybe the company I used to work for. September 30th, 2021, GBI leaks. Now, that was the question I asked. The answer to that was no, that is a lie, that GBI did not leak that. That was the response I got. Again, I would be remiss if I did not share the official response that I received. Okay. Days later, according to Engelbrecht, Kemp's chief of staff began to tell contractors, quote, they will never get contracts with the state again if they continue to cooperate with TTV. Senator Albers disparages TTV. John Albers, God love him, disparages the TTV investigation. It goes on and on and on. And you know what your illustrious legislature did in the state of Georgia, fellow peaches? They approved drop boxes and they approved the removal of cameras. So Stacey Abrams never conceded that race because she knew, in my humble opinion, I don't have anything corroborating this whatsoever. But this is my humble opinion because I really do believe that 2 + 2 = 4. I believe that Stacey Abrams knew that she had simply been played or there was an agreement. Either way, the people of the state of Georgia pay for it. And subsequently, you pay for it across the country. This is beyond grievous. It's not surprising. It is devastating to a lot of lives and only going to get worse. And I love something that Mike Cernovich, love him or hate him, tweeted yesterday. And he said, you know, these are the times whenever people start, they will take their own lives because they don't see a way out. And he was encouraging people not to make that permanent decision in a temporary situation. And those are my words. Please do not make a permanent decision in a temporary situation, which is another reason why I've been asking you guys to really hold your composure with regard to anger and wanting to take to the streets and take to people and do things that the left does. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I want to remind you of something else that he reminded me of, the Holy Spirit reminded me of just yesterday. 1 Kings 1:17, where the story of Elijah begins. I don't know where it is in the Torah, but I can tell you where it is in my King James Version Bible. And so, nevertheless, Elijah was alive and breathing and real and full of all kinds of gifts and had to go up against Jezebel, which, hello, what do you think we're dealing with right now? Same spirit, different people. Same spirit, different era. Only the difference is that our King and our Lord is seated at the right hand of the Father, resurrected with authority over every principality. And guess who's seated with him? In him, the church. That's right. And so, but what did the Lord provide for Elijah? Here's your reminder as you go on into the weekend, and you might be tempted to fret and to worry or to despair or to fall into depression. And I want to encourage you right now that this too shall pass. It may take 1 year, it could take 3 years, it could take 70 years. We could be in captivity for the rest of our lives as we know it. I have no idea. I don't put my hopes in a midterm. Now, I encourage you all to show up. And y'all need to be monitoring your drop boxes. And y'all need to be signing up to be poll workers, especially in the state of Georgia. Get your eyes on what the heck is happening. And don't you let anyone intimidate you otherwise, because this is the continuance of governance as far as God's kingdom is concerned. And this is your jurisdiction and is your mandate. Get out there and do it. But God himself fed Elijah with ravens. They brought him food in the morning and the evening, and he was provided water. The angels of the Lord brought him cakes as well, whenever he was hiding in the cleft of the rock on the run from crazy Jezebel, who, you know, her end was not good. It was not good. And it was prophesied what her end was going to be. So you don't want to be caught up with the Jezebel spirit. But we have a lot of Jezebel spirits going on in the world right now. A lot. That's why men have like the spirit of Ahab, because he was weak and he cowered to Jezebel because she was a scary itch. And she was so scary that she had the man of God who could literally, who had just literally called fire down into water and consumed everything around it, made a mockery out of Baal's prophets. But he was like, I'm out. As soon as she put her decree out for his head, he was like, I'm out. I'm out. See ya. I'm running to the wilderness. And God's like, good grief. Really? I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. He was like, come on up here. I got something to say to you. And I got some cakes for you. So all that to say, you guys, do not make a permanent decision in a temporary situation. God has got us. Put your faith in the arm of the Lord, not arm of man. You can be engaged. You can fulfill your godly mandate, which is to civically be engaged. The government has what's called COG, which is continuance of government, right? In the event of dot, 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 there's a plan. There's always the plan, not to be confused with that stupid plan. Y'all think you're going to have it interesting on the ballot with old traitor. Some of you would call him a traitor. I would just call him a rhino, but I'll just leave that alone. But there are some people that are supposed to be on the ballot in 2024 who are begging for your votes right now, but there are going to be some other really neat surprises, I think, for 2024. And some of you are going to be like, oh yeah, the plan. We're supposed to trust the plan. Well, here's, you see this? That's the plan. This is the plan. This right here, this is, see that? That's your plan. This is not the time for you to despair. It's not. It is the time for you to make sure that your assets are protected, which is why you should go to my website, monicamatthews.com/goldco, and move your money where you think it's going to be safe after inquiry. So I encourage you to inquire. It's no skin off your back, no money out of your account, no risk involved, to simply inquire, right? And then you make an adult decision for your own life, your own finances, and where the Lord is directing you to put them, monicamatthews.com/goldco. Well, and also, how about your health? How many times have we talked about this recently? Take your health into your own hands. You can't see it right here online, but it says, fear no more. Dr. Zelenko is big on stop fearing. Get out of fear, because fear is legitimately a killer. It is a killer. It drips cortisol in your body literally 24 hours a day. And if you don't understand the damages that cortisol does to your body, your fight or flight mechanism, when it is constantly on and never turned off, you are a heart attack waiting to happen. You're an ulcer waiting to happen. You're a nervous breakdown waiting to happen. And Jesus told you about 100,000 times not to worry, because he's got you. Right? So, but I love this. ZStackLife.com/MM. I've partnered with Dr. Zelenko and his fantastic brand of supplementation. And someone asked me yesterday, and quite honestly, the guy said, you know, well, Monica, if it's not going to be socialized medicine, what do you think it should be? And I was like, well, how about preemptive care? How about we stop looking to the government to be our great physician? If you want the government to be involved in something, and I don't know why you would with regard to your healthcare, I think it should be a free market, period. I think everything should be a free market. Yes, even including the jacklegs right now who are on, if you can believe it, on Amazon, they have like quadrupled the price of formula because they can. It's pretty sad, actually. So the church needs to be in a position to be able to feed people. We don't need to be the ones over here in line waiting with our hands out for the government to make people feel better. Better have the word in your mouth, ready to tell people that Jesus is their great physician and he came to heal all diseases and to forgive all sins, right? In the meantime, you can still take you some ZStackLife.com/MM while buying your pillow with my code, Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, mypillow.com. Pillow, house robe, sheets. I finally got my sheets in. They're awesome. Love them. Have a good night's sleep in those things. But seriously, like you should be equipped. We're over here like NGOs waiting for grants and 501c3 kickbacks. And meantime, you've got the church in bed with the traffickers trafficking little people across the globe. Hello? Anyone else see a problem with that? But some of the churches aren't even equipped to care for the world, much less their own people. They're not. Do you guys have supplies of formula? Or are we busy still building buildings? I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a little white girl from Georgia in a state filled with rotten beaches. Okay, until next time, you guys have a great weekend. I'm done. Love y'all. Go to my website. Sign up for my newsletters. MonicaMatthews.com. Share my work. I appreciate you. Stay alert. Stay alert. Stay alive. Get yourself some gas. Get you all kinds of little canned goodies. Get what it is you need and take your peace. God's going to provide. Don't be a dummy, but God is going to provide. Do not make a permanent decision in a temporary situation. Be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And if you're an American, act like one.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.